Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you love the Army Mad Scientist team, because you're on it, I hope you do love it, you want to connect to past content. And why is this related to our next presenter? Because the way this works is we're connected every day to bright people who are thinking about things maybe the Army's not hearing all the time. And that's how we came across Dr. Giardina.
Skills and molecular biological skills could, in fact, utilize these techniques to modify an existing microbe, an existing virus, perhaps even existing structures of various organisms, to create something that is modified or perhaps anew. And the problem we have with that is that those particular new entities might not currently be covered, categorized by the Biological Toxins and Weapons Convention. So here we have the opportunity to sidestep the scope and tenor of those conventions by creating something new or modifying that heretofore has not been listed as a weaponizable agent. Furthermore, if we take a look at some other enabling technologies, for example, nanotechnology can be used to provide scaffolds or micelles that then allow the autoassembly of molecules in situ, allow their penetrance into a biological system. They can work as chaperones. As well, we can utilize these nanomaterials independently because of some of the characteristics that the nanomaterials possess and some characteristics that can be imbued upon them. Autoaggregation, clumping, disruption, and these can have physiologically disruptive effects when then introduced into a biological system. And one of the more recent developments has demonstrated that these types of nanomaterials are aerosolizable. We can spray them into the air. Now, again, the aerosolizable field at present is rather limited in terms of its size and with regard to its durability and its distance. But these are simply steps toward what may then be probabilities and or possibilities of how nanomaterials might be used either alone and or in tandem with other things to either be force multipliers and potentiators or to be used as weaponizable entities themselves. The idea of neurosensory devices and a whole host of trans and intracranial pulse stimulators. And, of course, these can be used for a variety of things with key individuals. Once again, particularly when it comes to trans and intracranial devices, I'm not looking for this to be weapons of mass use. I'm looking to target key individuals who may then be influential to relative aspects of their representative groups. I can affect individuals' brain functions in a variety of different ways, both positively and negatively, by engaging or disengaging nodes and networks of the brain that therefore affect their cognitions, emotions, and ultimately their behaviors. Moreover, by understanding the way the brain works as nodes and networks and not as key sites that are doing any particular thing, I can also utilize various forms of electromagnetic radiation and energy to be able to disrupt brain function. The brain is an electromagnetic organ, and like any other electromagnetic substance, the integrity of those networks is reliant upon the electromagnetic pulses that flow in between them. Utilizing electromagnetic sensory and disruptive devices in this way, with ever greater fidelity and with ever greater granularity, can be used as not only an organ against individuals, but against groups. And in fact, this is some of the work that we've seen that has been conducted previously in what was the Soviet Union, now Russia, and also China is looking very, very deeply into what electromagnetic pulse generation can do to the brain with regard to treating diseases and also incurring certain disease states in individuals who may then be susceptible or may be exposed to such pulses. Of course, the dual use viability of that becomes evident. Something my colleague James...
All right, that's good. We're going to come back with more in 1 minute. The idea of but... They also describe in here again how to have you filled with nanotech, that then they can hit you with certain frequencies and get rid of certain people they want. So it's all coming up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. We can defeat this together. We have to realize, though, this is a civilization-ending weapon system. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So here's Dr. Giordano at the main DARPA Army Interface Multi-Level Command from just one speech. In 2017, laying out everything they blurred out later. We've got more of what he said this year and last year coming up in the days to come. We got a special guest joining us here in about 15 minutes, so let's get to these clips. Here he is talking about how to get around treaties on bioweapons, and then he gets into weapons of mass disruption. That's what COVID is, to break down, create a post-industrial society. The globalists exempt themselves from the regulations, and they only operate moving forward. Weaponizing insects, and more.
Present the Biological Toxin Weapons Convention, Chemical Weapons Convention, along with other signatory treaties and international law, do place particular constraints and, in some cases, definable prescription against the development, import, export, and use of a variety of tools and techniques that would be viable as weapons. Again, there are certain drugs, there are certain bugs, if you will, certain toxins that are prescribed and constrained. We understand that. But where things become a little bit more amorphous and ambiguous is when we then begin to discuss things like neurotechnological devices. Certainly these devices have gained in their sophistication and their capability over the past decade, decade and a half, and their viability and potential value for use in various forms of weaponology has increased as a consequence of not only their sophistication and capability, but also their facility of being developed and then being employed operationally. In many cases, their technological readiness level and or military readiness level is up to par so as to at least consider forms of testing and deployment that would then render them operational under a range of circumstances and conditions. That has not escaped the auspices of many of the groups that are participatory in the Biological Toxins and Weapons Convention, most notably the Australia group that a couple of years ago at the review committee, the RevCon, of the Biological Toxins and Weapons Convention, noted that these devices certainly need to be an increased focus and should be addressed as part of the BTWC. But beyond that, I think there are some interesting things that also need to be considered. The last two things we were talking about were devices and data. And I think when we're talking about devices, it's not just the devices that are the neuro devices themselves, but are there enabling devices? Are there current technologies that can be then radically leveling that could then allow the use of a variety of these different neuroscientific tools and techniques to then be implemented as either instruments of mass disruption and or perhaps as tools of intermediate to mass destruction?
So let's break that down. There's a lot of facets to that. But he's talking about laying in the first part of the binary weapon to have the receiver systems in you. So when you get hit with the second half of the component, you're taken out. Then they give themselves a therapy that blocks either one or both of the components or three or four components. And again, they're all talking about stopping terrorists, but then exactly what they're laying out was deployed. Now, do they take these battle plans and huge projects that he talks about at the beginning of his speech, where there's $125 billion a year being spent in the U.S. alone on this, mainly in the Defense Department that Eisenhower warned of? He said mad scientists in 1961, his farewell address, $120+ billion. That's 2017. He gives that first speech. You play clips up. We play clips up. So it takes billions and billions and billions of dollars to do this. And he's telling you, oh, we better be worried the terrorists are going to do it. But Bill Gates said on NBC News, before they even rolled out with the vaccine, they said, oh, the first little micro study showed 80% get sick. He goes, well, the real threat will be the second wave when terrorists release a bioweapon. He means us when we get the shot and produce the spike protein. You don't need a drone to deliver that. You have an open program. People accept. They take it. They do it themselves. And you have the government, as he said, the CDC and FDA, deny it's happening while it's happening. Wasn't that funny? And he, you know, is just so confident while he talks about it. He doesn't quite do the thing that Bill Gates does, the duper smirk. But it's here. That's what this is. And it's not just I go off what he says. I've already researched all this. I already know it's ultra. You already heard all this here before, but here they are talking about it. Continue.
We can develop a variety of different drugs that can be used in warfighting scenarios. Now, what I want to make sure you understand is that these drugs can not only enhance the warfighter with regard to maximizing their particular capability, but can also be used to maximize warfighting capability by then affecting others. So clearly, I can affect others by either what I'm doing, making me better, or what would I do to them, making them, quote, less better, or at very, very least, not wanting to fight. In the main, these are...
Start it over. And he goes into this later. He says you can hit whole countries that are not submitting. They don't know why they can't fight now. They're all just sick. You don't give them enough to cause strokes in all of them. Some will get overbaked and die. You just hit them, though, with enough to get them where they're confused. And we're the enemy. The government's shutting up our pipelines, opening our borders, devaluing our currency, brainwashing our kids. I mean, we were uppity. We didn't bow. Boom. Hit them. They already shipped all our jobs overseas. They already dumbed down everybody with the education system. And he talks a lot in these speeches about the interest of the defense complex. Never about America. Never about the people. Never about the greater good. Never about an open society. All about the defense establishment's interests. And because you won't study them, because you don't know who they are, because you don't think they exist, they've got free reign over you. And it's very alluring when you're a PhD and a scientist to be brought into this, to be offered the power. I'm not a PhD. Blah, blah, blah. I went out and became a major influencer decades ago, and they tried to hire me. And I got the same speech. Join us at the table, Alex. You'll be able to influence people. You won't be out on the outside anymore. You'll actually have a seat at the table. We're really for the greater good, Alex. And it's easy to lie to yourself then for all that power go along with it, but you can see what they're building. It's not good. It's not nice. You could say 25 years ago when I first talked about this in detail, oh, well, that's your opinion. It's not my opinion now that this is poison. Continue.
Can develop a variety of different drugs that can be used in warfighting scenarios. Now, what I want to make sure you understand is that these drugs can not only enhance the warfighter with regard to maximizing their particular capability, but can also be used to maximize warfighting capability by then affecting others. So clearly, I can affect others by either what I'm doing, making me better, or what would I do to them, making them, quote, less better, or at very, very least, not wanting to fight. In the main, these are indeed weapons of mass disruption, not destruction. And the reason that I mention this to you is that the absence of mass destruction has in some cases veiled them for closer scrutiny, but the disruptive effect can be huge. So, for example, one of the things that we can do is we can use a variety of these new forms of drugs that target specific functions of the nervous system, such things like affiliation, amelioration, attitudes, behaviors, and cognitions, and we can target key individuals. Early this morning, we had General who spoke to all of us, and he gave us a very rousing message and talked to us how specifically we need to engage science and technology. If I were, for example, able to modify the coffee that he drank, the water that he drank this morning, with an undetectable chemical that was delivered at a very, very low range.
What does hydrofluorosilicic acid do? Dumbs you down, destroys your fertility. What does atrazine do? Bends your gender, sterilizes you. I mean, are you getting how they just sit up here and openly talk about all this like we're animals? And the reason my show's so successful, I don't know why I'm one of the only people that does this. I sit around and watch Pentagon reports. I read their papers. I read what DARPA's saying. And so does Dr. Michael Yeadon, one of their former chief scientists, and went, whoa, you're going to kill everybody. That's your plan. Incrementally, though, as the crisis gets worse, they pose as the saviors. They get more power. They get more wealthy. They get more control while they're saving us as the earth dies. And they're building some new thing. Now you understand. They're playing God. We've got to cut their funding off. We've got to stop them. And their argument is, well, if we don't, the communist Chinese will do it. The globalists put Mao in power. They set it up. They gave him everything. They built a big evil enemy, so we've got to be big and evil to beat them. Does this guy really think he'll have a future as children with this? No, they have a form of subconscious Stockholm syndrome where they're scared of this as they get deeper into it, and they just decide to go with it as a defense mechanism. I'm smart enough instinctively, but also intellectually to know you don't make a deal with something like this. Because I've watched a bunch of his speeches. There's nothing about stopping this. He says it's foregone conclusion. This is all going to happen. We've got to do it first.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Just had a professor from Georgetown talking about weaponizing bugs in military context and nanoparticles that are going to do this and do that. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But yet you and I, Alex, we're the conspiracy theorists. We're the conspiracy theorists.
So, again, people ask, how on earth does Bill Gates have the right to release genetically modified organisms that land on us, put their proboscis into us, pump their saliva into our body to exsanguinate and suck blood out, and then leave a payload in us? And he admits he's doing that. If I try to go over to my neighbor, and hypothetically I wouldn't want to do this, bend him over and stick my penis in him, I'm going to go to prison for 20 years, and I should. But if a mosquito designed by Bill Gates comes and does it, it's liberal and trendy.
That's one of the best analogies I've ever heard. Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, Alex, here's the deal. This is completely illegal. It's completely illegal. Bill Gates doesn't have to follow the laws. Is anybody going to put him in jail?
And I'm sorry to use that analogy, but this is rape, Tom. I mean, you're a lawyer. I mean, you describe it as what it is.
Well, medical rape is rape, right? Medical rape is rape.
Yeah, I mean, instead of being raped in a parking lot like a woman at midnight coming out of her job, we're being raped by a syringe and a bioweapon or a damn mosquito.
When you violate my bodily integrity without my consent, it is illegal, it is unethical, and it is amoral, right? And it doesn't matter.
And you're a lawyer, but it's listed as an assault, is what it is.
Well, it would absolutely be an assault in most states. And, you know, there's informed consent, there's all the different things that you're supposed to do, there's all the civil penalties, there's all the legal. I mean, yeah, we could go back to the Nuremberg Code, really, on this. I mean, you know, violating someone's ability to provide informed consent. Listen, this guy is absolutely sick beyond words, but so are a lot of these guys. They're doing it right in front of us, and we're all walking around with our heads in the sand.
Remember, 2 months before they released COVID, Peter Daszak does an interview with like 50 times where he says, oh, we're combining a bunch of viruses to then create a vaccine for them with chimeras with SARS. He's on video.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, here's the deal. We have the study. I submitted it to court. It's been out there forever. They had a study. The Moderna patent that had the spike protein genetic sequence in it was a 1 in a billion chance that that was a coincidence. They had this back in the mid-20-teens. This vaccine was sitting on a shelf waiting for them to put this virus out. And I don't believe this was an accident. I'm now to the point where I am finding it a little bit hard to believe that this just accidentally leaked out of the Wuhan lab.
Of course not.
You know, why would Bill Gates have his
event 201 right before it? Give me a break. Of course it stayed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and not only that, listen, let me tie this in with Trump, right? Because when we look at the 2020 elections, COVID was the reason that we're stuck with this crooked scumbag that we have in the White House right now, right? But for COVID, you don't have drop boxes all over the place. You don't have massive, massive voter registration fraud occurring on a scale that no one's ever even imagined. And, you know, the thing about the voter registration fraud, yeah, I'm talking to some of the guys up in Michigan. I got some friends up there. We got firsthand witnesses. The Michigan GOP is actually speaking out on this. And, you know, they're talking about what they saw. Christina Cormer took over the Michigan GOP. She was running for Secretary of State. She personally witnessed this voter fraud going on. And so you do all this registration, this voter registration fraud, which we're now seeing come out in these files, these police files that have came out and they leaked it. The registration fraud could only occur because of COVID. Once they do the registration fraud, then, you know, it's easier to steal the election to do whatever they do after
that. And now they're trying it again.
And remember, Alex, God bless you for breaking the story. And by the way, for anybody that's calling you a conspiracy theorist, I've had about 15 people from the federal government confirm to me exactly what you said, Alex Jones, that these guys were absolutely and still are absolutely planning more lockdowns, more masks, more this, more that.
Well, that's big news because you told us about whistleblowers 3 years ago, some of the top scientists, Vice President of the Health Alliance. So everything you said with total credibility happened. They testified to Congress, you name it. So you're a very credible guy as well. You say you've talked to 15 feds. What did they say?
Give or take. I've talked to about, give or take, 15 or so people who I know that are in the federal government, and they've all told me the same thing. Yeah, they're hoping they can do these lockdowns. And I want to tell everybody, listen to this. I want to tell you how this works. So, you know, Alex, obviously you got a huge show, a huge platform. People listen to you. So this gets out there. Here's the thing. I shared immediately when I saw that you put that out there, once I was able to talk to some people and you know, get some confirmation. And I shared that as well. And I did it for this reason. When we get these whistleblowers that come forward, what happens is, and Alex, you can tell me if you disagree with me, but this has been my experience. I'll get these whistleblowers that will come forward. They'll tell me this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Like, for example, with monkeypox, we had a bunch of information on what was going to happen with that monkeypox, if it could. So what we did then is we went out there and we rallied we the people. We shared. We told people. I think.
Now, that's a great example. We helped shoot that down so it didn't work, and we're doing it again with this.
That's exactly what we're doing. So make no mistakes, and I don't mind coming on your show and saying very publicly, it was confirmed to be by a number of people. This was going to happen. Now, whether or not it still does, I don't know. I mean, God willing, people are speaking out. People are saying hell no, and they better say hell no, because this is going to be used to steal the next election if they can. They're going to use it to lock us down.
Oh, totally. They want mail-in ballots again. So this is big news, though. You talked to more than 10 of your federal sources. And what specifics? Because I got specifics from my TSA and my Border Patrol, and now we see it right online. They're still going ahead with it. But what did your sources say? What did they heard?
What I'm hearing is very similar to what you're hearing. Now, they weren't giving me specific dates. What they're saying is that the memos are coming down, that they're getting the info from their bosses. All the bosses, I think once you blew the whistle on that, and it's gone so viral, I'm getting a lot of, we can't talk about this at all. We can't give you, because I usually, some of these guys will give me paperwork, and I've been trying to get paperwork to back up what you said, but I can't get a piece of paper on it. They're telling me that right now getting that paper is like pulling teeth because it's
Well, that's because they know they don't want us to know it was pre-planned, but if we have this, it is exactly.
Yeah, there's no question. So I'm still working on that, and I've got.
But notice with TSA, they told, in a few weeks you'll get paperwork. Almost like they didn't want paperwork; they're just kind of putting it out as a rumor.
Oh yeah, yeah. So and we've seen this before, right? You know, plausible deniability. You know, hey, get ready, but we don't want to put out a memo on this yet because if it leaks, we're in trouble. But I don't think there's any question about this. Listen, going into this winter, we're going to have people sick because there's so many people that have gotten this stupid COVID vaccine.
More people are dying than any record before. You said it. I mean, it's in the actuaries. So they're going to blame the COVID deaths from the COVID vax on the virus.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I came on with you in the summer of 2021 and talked about the fact that, you get the vaccine, you're going to get a new variant. I didn't get the vaccine. I'm healthy as can be. I haven't had any trouble. I haven't had trouble. I got COVID early on. That was it. I've been fine. But I didn't get the vaccine. Now, remember, the longer you are from getting the vaccine and the more boosters you get, the more damage it causes.
By the way, stay there. We're going to go to break. But the CDC came out 2 days ago and said previously vaccinated are more at risk, so you need another shot. What an incredible admission.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the document.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. I know you got a raft of issues to cover. If you got time, although 15 minutes the next hour, so I got you on late. But, man, they are definitely trying to roll it out now. You see that, folks. And we should not comply. We'll talk about how we stop this with Tom Renz. TomRenz.com. Stay with us. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere, jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest humanoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% cumin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, Tom Renz. We've always got an open door for you. You're one of the top people fighting. The incredible whistleblowers you brought forward are amazing. The lawsuits you filed have been game-changing. And so I've said, open door, anytime you want to come on, you're on the show. And I've been so busy, I didn't even ask the producer what you want to come on about. So I've been asking some of the questions leading the last segment. But what's front and center on your radar after you respond to this? Because this came out, what, 4 days ago, got almost no coverage. The CDC says you're in more danger if you've had the shots of the new variant, you need the new one. Well, we already knew that. It raises your immune system. That was in the previous studies. But they're admitting that as a selling point. How do people that took these shots not go, what the hell? I'm in more danger because I took the previous so-called shot, so-called vaccine? I mean, that is just massive.
Yeah, but we've known this, right, Alex? So you and I have known this. We've talked about this. Like I said, since summer of 2021, I've been coming on here and telling you that, you know, hey, get the jab, get COVID. And, yeah, look at what they call her, Taco Jill. You know, she's over there sick again. Look at all these guys who keep getting the jab. They get sick again. There's
Did
no
you see the guy on Fox News
that.
Last week? He said, I've had seven shots and I've been sick four times or whatever. And he said, I'm going to take the guys, cue that up from like Friday. I think it was Friday. That was a Fox and Friends or whatever. And he's like, well, I've had seven shots and I've been sick a bunch, but I'm going to take the new one.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, you can't fix stupid. Yeah. It's like I keep saying to people, when do you trust a liar? Because these people keep lying. We keep proving that they're lying. Like, there's no dispute about it. I'm showing you government documents. The government documents say one thing. The crooks in the government say something else.
Well, by the way, I love the fact that I did see you tweet out the thing 2 weeks ago. I appreciate the help. You said, hey, I'm looking into this. Even though you know I'm not a liar, even though you know I don't have a history of that, I'm not perfect. Oh. You went to investigate to then confirm it for yourself, and you talked to a bunch of people in the government and said, yes, this is happening. The point is, even if you know someone's a truth-sayer, you need to go research it yourself so you're fluent in the info. But these are known liars. How does anyone believe anything that comes out of their mouths?
Alex, my verification process for information is mind-blowing. Like, we get all sorts, dealing with rumors and what information's good, what's bad, I do an immense amount of work on that. And the thing about it is it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, listen, we've known each other for a while. You are a rock-solid source. I mean, Alex Jones was right again is perpetually trending on Twitter. I mean, you know, you are. But I still always, always, always double-check because ethically, if I was to submit it to court, I have to verify it myself.
Plus, I want you to find out it's true and get more whistleblowers.
Oh, listen, and I can tell you, in my experience with you, and I have no problem going on record with this, in a couple years that we've been doing interviews and everything else, and, you know, I was down at your studio, you know, I mean, I have never, ever, ever had an experience where you didn't put something out there that you firmly believed was true and researched. So, you know, I have never seen you do anything like that. So I absolutely trust you when you tell me stuff. And
But trust me. Look how they're rolling it out everywhere.
Oh, right, right. And so, but I checked for myself. So what I did was I called. Here's the process, right? So depending on how this works, if I can get a piece of paper from someone, then I'll verify that piece of paper with one or two other people. Be like, hey, have you seen this? Does it look credible? Is it this? Is it that? If I'm getting word of mouth, which is what I got on this, right? So no one could give me a piece of paper, and I'm still researching it. And by the way, if I find one, I'll send it to you so that you can blow it up all over the place. But what I got was, yes, they're planning on doing this. Okay, can you give me anything on this other than you've heard? No. So I call the next guy. Have you heard anything about, you know, what Alex is saying? Well, we've heard that this is coming, and they've told us to get ready. Okay. Can you give me anything on it? No, they're not writing it. They're just telling it. My supervisor told me. He told me we're going to be doing this and this and this. Okay, so I end up doing that, and I do it in various places. So I talk to people from HHS. I talk to people from DOD. I'm not going to say where in DOD or where in HHS. I talk to people from another place several different places in the government, right? And I understand that we have to take extensive steps to make sure our sources don't get burned. But we very much protect our whistleblowers. And we call it, they all said the same thing. They said, listen. The plan seems to be pretty fluid from what we're hearing because, you know, we don't know, but we know that they're planning on doing the lockdowns and the masks and the this and that and whatever they can get away with is the general consensus. And the thing about that is it makes total sense to me, right? So when you tell me they gave you some specific dates, I absolutely believe that. But what I'll tell you is that my experience with whistleblowers in the past and the way that this works is when it leaks out, and a big platform like InfoWars puts it out, and then you get other people sharing it, and it starts getting picked up and starts running. They'll modify the plans somewhat. You know, they're going to push as hard as they can. But the thing you got to understand, and that I hope that the audience is understanding, the one thing these globalist tyrants fear is we the people. They fear we the people knowing what
they want to
do.
And they don't want us to get ahead of it. And now that you made me think, that's why both my sources, Border Patrol and TSA, because I did like you. I tried to call their people. One guy didn't answer. The next answer the same day. I know this other source really well, so I went with it because they weren't BSing.
Yeah.
But that's what they asked. This is high-level manager. He goes, where's the memo? Where's the? They said, oh, you'll be getting it soon. So, again, it's the same deal. They didn't want to have a paper trail, and that's what you got.
Right. And that's exactly what I got. So no paper trail, but it's all coming. And here's the problem for a guy like me or a guy like you, and understand, I'm not trying to be news. I'm an advocate. I'm out here fighting for freedom, right? I'm not trying to be an independent journalist. I do journalism. I do analysis. But my job is to advocate, and I advocate for freedom. So when I get this stuff, once I've done my job and done enough verification that I feel confident that I can stand behind it and I can look the people in the eye that trust me and tell them this is what I believe, once I've done that, then I have to make a decision. Okay, is it verified enough to put it out, first of all? And second of all, if it's close, how important is it that the information gets out, right?
And by the way, you were the first a year ago to say they're going after the beef supply. Now they admit Australia's ordered all the cows shot up with mRNA. And this isn't about credibility because everybody knows we're credible, but it's an interesting process to deal with. I remember you on this show like 2+ years ago saying, I've got this giant whistleblower inside one of the main groups. And then it was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, you know, the doctor. I mean, how many of those guys have you brought forward? Because it's just like Edward Dowd said a year before it happened, he goes, I've got some of the top statisticians from insurance companies coming out saying massive death increase. And then a year later, he brought them out and they had huge, you know, testimony. So not tooting your horn, but tell folks about some of the whistleblowers you brought forward versus the ones you're unable to bring forward.
Oh, well, I mean, one of the biggest and best things was back, and I want to say this was in maybe late spring, early summer of 2021, and I'm trying to remember the date exactly, but I did a speech in California, and we had a whistleblower from HHS, wonderful, wonderful lady. She's still, doing anything she can. And she had given me the Medicare-Medicaid data. And that Medicare-Medicaid data showed at the time, and we submitted this to court, so I put my money where my mouth was on this. We verified. That Medicare-Medicaid data showed at the time that there were about 45,000 deaths from the vaccine that likely occurred as a result of the vaccine. And this is only, a few months into the...
Yeah, that was early on. You were the first. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and we went from there. I mean, we had more whistleblowers from HHS, Medicare, Medicaid. We ended up with Social Security. We had a whistleblower death counts.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know, trying to get someone to listen to him. I mean, he was taking all sorts of hell over this. I mean, the guy was getting harassed unmercifully.
He'd gone to Congress, got no support.
He had gone everywhere. Everywhere. And he would, you know, he was a credible guy telling the story. And after a while, I had a couple people reach out to me. One of them was a guy named Eric Feintuck out in New York. I'm giving him a shout out. He'll be excited to hear his name out here. He and a few others had contacted me and said, hey, you know this Huff guy, you really need to talk to him. So, when I get a few recommendations like that, I'll talk to someone. And, you know, probably 75% of the time, it ends up being an epic waste. Another 20% of the time, it ends up being, yeah, some of it's useful, some of it's not. But it's only probably 3 to 5% of them that actually end up being, you know, big things. And obviously, Andrew was a huge, huge deal. And, you know, the first thing that Andrew needed was just to keep his family safe and to get these guys off his back. And so, we did some stuff that helped mitigate that, I believe.
Well, imagine Bill Gates and all them are crapping bricks when, like, their head operational director is trying to go public. I mean, no wonder they had feds on. Yeah.
Well, not just Gates and crew, but, I mean, remember, you got the CIA, DIA, DOD involvement in this that no one was talking about before, you know, Andrew and I talking about this. I mean, no one was talking about it. I mean, Fauci sucks. But the thing is no one was talking about the fact that Fauci's position was one where he was involved with overseeing biowarfare. He was involved with the DOD, CIA, DIA.
He was quarterbacking it, and he's now been criminally referred to the Justice Department by Senator Paul.
Yeah, well, and he needs to be criminally referred for a bunch of other things, but they also need to be investigating the conspiracy to commit these crimes, which was, you know, when you're talking about the stuff that I would say there may have been a conspiracy to commit perjury that ought to be investigated because, you know, he was referred for perjury. But are you telling me that the DOD, CIA, DIA aren't telling him, you know, lie about this? Was there a conspiracy?
Oh, sure.
Maybe.
He's a field marshal. So we're going to go a little bit the next hour here, but I've been asked the questions. You're on today. What else is on your radar with them trying to bring back lockdowns and they're coming out that you've had the shot, you're more susceptible to COVID? I mean, what else is on your radar right now?
One of the top things I want to get out is Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed. Okay, this is really important that we recognize.
By the way, as you know, he came out 2 days ago in an interview and said we should criminally investigate and we should look at adverse reactions. I think that's a big move for him.
It's a huge move. It's a monumental move. We now have two leading presidential candidates, Kennedy and Trump. And Trump is, you know, far and away the leading. I mean, he looks like if they don't steal it, he's going to win it in a runaway. And, you know, Trump and Kennedy both, though, have now said that we need to investigate. This is a monumental thing. But I'm going to tell you what I think is going on here, Alex. Operation Warp Speed is the new Russia collusion. And it was the Russia collusion on steroids. If you go back, and I want to make this argument for you. So we've got the data. We know that COVID was made back in the mid-20-teens. We know that they had the vaccines in the mid-20-teens. We know that that this whole thing was planned. We have the tabletop exercises. It's a real stretch to me to argue that this was released by accident. I think this was an intentional release, but, you know, because why would you have the Event 202 and all of these other things right before that happens? We're supposed to believe that was a coincidence. We're supposed to believe that the WEF...
That's like if I walked up to you and you're a big guy, I wouldn't do it. But if I walked up to you, wound up, and punched you in the face, it's not a coincidence I did it. You see the wind-up, I do it all, I hit you.
Yep.
I mean, they wound up and they did it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have all of the PCR tests and all of the different, things that were being sold and moved around the globe prior to COVID's outbreak.
PPE, acceleration, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you have all these different things. So let's think about what was occurring. So we've got COVID sitting there on the shelf. We've got 2020 coming. They can't have Donald Trump in. And you've heard Peter Strzok or whatever his name was. You know, we got the insurance policy against Trump. I'd like to ask this question. Was Operation Warp Speed really the insurance policy against Trump?
Of course it was.
Because here's the deal.
No, Fauci said a virus will challenge Trump as he was being sworn in.
Yes, he did. And so then fast forward, Donald Trump is under attack from every direction imaginable, including the Republicans. The rhinos didn't like him. Remember, we couldn't roll back Obamacare in 2016, despite the fact that we had the House, the Senate, and a Republican president, and the Republican president wanted to roll it back. We couldn't do it. The rhinos didn't like Trump. The rhinos didn't want anything to do with this. The Uniparty was dead set against this man. This guy was under attack. He had Russia collusion. We had all these fraudulent charges, all this garbage. This guy was attacked by everyone. Everything was failing. Teflon Donald, right? The guy he's a powerhouse. But he's an executive, and he's a brilliant businessman.
Deferred to his scientific staff who brought this to him, and he did it just like he backed all the therapeutics. He was like, yeah, green light, everything. He trusted them.
Well, listen, when you're running a multi-million member organization, which our federal government is, with what are supposed to be the best and brightest people on the planet, which is what we're supposed to have, and they tell you universally with a single voice, hey, this COVID pandemic, this is one of the worst things ever. There's going to be millions of people dying if you don't stop it. And you're under attack from every direction. Every one of your advisors are telling you the same thing. We've got to fix this COVID pandemic. And Fauci's the guy to do it.
As you said, now they're going to try to hang it around Trump's neck.
Now they build this up. They lie to the man. They convince him that this is the only way forward. They tell him he's a hero for what he's doing. Afterwards, we hear Deborah Birx say that my job was to lie to the president every day. Now, we can ask whether that constitutes treason.
He's starting to figure out he was set up, so he's beginning to extricate himself, which is great. Because at some point, they're going to blame him for this. He needs to get ahead of it.
Well, he does. And this is a wonderful thing for me, because what I think is going to happen is, and I've been talking about this for a while, I think they're going to try and, these vaccine injuries are so profound, and they're going to get worse. And we knew in 2021, 3 to 5 years is what I said, we're going to start seeing massive, massive reproductive problems, health problems, casualties, you know, died suddenly, all this stuff. We knew this was coming 3 to 5 years out and then up through 10 years. We knew that the cancer was going to explode. We knew that all this was going to happen. So, first of all, what's that do? 3 to 5 years. Well, that puts us squarely in the 2024 election cycle so that we can lock back down. And they don't have to lock down the whole country, by the way. They only need
just
to
key battleground states.
Key cities. Key cities, key states, so that they can get enough election fraud to steal the election, because they didn't steal it across the country in 2020. They stole it in key cities and key states.
Five states, like 10 cities.
Yep. So what this whole thing was a way to steal 2020, to insulate on 2024, and to really make sure that they had the ultimate insurance card against Donald Trump. Plus, as an added bonus, just before 2024, when all the casualties start mounting up, we just heard the New Zealand Prime Minister this weekend start to acknowledge these vaccine casualties, and he said, this guy actually had the audacity to say, well, it was your choice to get the vaccine. This guy and one of
they
the
said,
most
we never made you take it, even though we have the compilations of them saying you must take it.
Oh, this sick little weenie. He looks like a 13-year-old little weenie. He looks like he needs his butt kicked on the playground. That little turd. Anyways, but this guy, this piece of garbage out there saying, the next step is, well, but it's Trump's fault because this was mRNA is super safe and super effective. But because Trump forced us to do this too fast, we had these manufacturing defects. And so,
exactly. You know, when they now know they came to him and said, oh, we can do this. Stay there. Let's do 15 more minutes next hour. Tom Renz, amazing, is our guest. TomRenz.com. Please remember, listeners, we have great products you need. I can't do this show without you. We're barely in the black at InfoWars.com. You need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. We're almost selling out of X3. Biomineral Fusion did sell out. Despite that, it's 40% off for X3. 3,000 milligram internal Rebel Zen brand, made in Texas, highest end CBD oil for your neurological systems, your joints, your bones, everything. If you've got joint pain, neurological things, everybody should try this. Regardless, you can't lose. You're funding the operation. Get Rebels in 3,000 milligram CBD, the 1,000 milligram topical. Get Super Female Vitality. It's the same as the male. The male sold out. It's 60% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that's what allows this show and this crew and what we do. So I want to thank you all that support us. But plus, these are great products you need. Get Bodies. Get our great essential oil, fluoride-free toothpaste, three different types of them, turmeric, tooth whitening with coral calcium, activated charcoal, but all the essential oils, Dr. Joe's Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com, and we are fighting harder than ever, and we are winning. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four with Tom Renz and more.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.